Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mary Kay Cabot was just with us. If you missed any interview, you can always go to the Odyssey app and listen to the Baskin and Phelps podcast. You can catch that interview right there at Odyssey.com or Odyssey app or at 923thefan.com. J.W. Johnson, Browns Executive Vice President and partner in the Haslam Sports Group, is going to join us coming up in, less than 20 minutes. Less than 20 minutes he'll be with us. Plus, we're going to have Charles Robinson a little later in the show. Chris Rose. Yesterday, Jeff, Deshaun Watson spoke to the media, and I know that we got pushed back a little bit there yesterday, so hopefully you listened to it live while you were listening to Afternoon Drive, but if not, we've got the important stuff of what he was talking about yesterday. And one of the big questions, and Jeff and I have been talking about this left and right, about where is he in the process of recovering from his injury, and so that he doesn't feel like there's pressure on him to be there for game number one. So I want to hear that first. His answer to that, cut three.
Just naturally for myself, I try to do a little bit more. But, Joe and those guys are keeping me attained and making sure that I'm just doing exactly what the program says. If it's 8 reps, then do 8 reps. Don't try to do too much afterwards because, they're their experts. And, I got to follow their lead, and especially Dr. Eletrosh, the surgeon, who, been doing the shoulders for a very, very long time, especially a lot of baseball guys.
What'd you think there? I think he sounds optimistic.
Well, I think it makes perfect sense. I honestly don't take optimism or pessimism out of what he said yesterday in any way, shape, or form. I just think he was pretty realistic about things. Bottom line is, Andy, you want him ready for the start of the season. Whatever steps he has to go through for that, if he feels he needs to be there for the start of training camp, he needs to be there for the start of preseason and actually play in the preseason. If he doesn't, whatever he needs to do to be there for the start of the regular season.
Yeah, I don't know if he's – I need him to be healthy, right? And it sounds like he's – the game plan, you would think, would be to have him ready for game one. I did think it was interesting, though, when I was talking to both of you guys before the show, that you may have had differing opinions on the – was it the tone, Dan, when we were talking this morning, that you thought maybe it felt like it was a step back, or maybe you felt like you didn't have clarity on when he might be back? Because Jeff seemed like it was – Jeff answered exactly the way he did on our morning call just now. And then when I was listening to you this morning, you thought maybe it didn't feel as positive, I don't know, or optimistic.
I'm kind of – and you'll hear this as you go on. He seems to very much be taking everything in stride.
Yeah.
It doesn't – when we – the audio that came out at the restaurant opening, he was like, yep, I'm back week one. Like, bang the table. Basically, I expect to be back week one. And you kind of hear how this goes, where he's like, he didn't waver at all, like Mary Kay said to us. He didn't waver at all at being back week one. But it definitely sounded like a guy who was like, okay, I am doing the best that I can to work my way through all of this at a pace that hopefully will get me back by week one. And it wasn't, bang the table, I'm back by week one.
All right, well, let me back you up on this, Dan. The timetable shouldn't be, and I would love it to be, and anything you can do to get back by week one, as I just said,
right,
that's what you're doing. The time frame is, when is it healed?
Not week one.
Well, no. If you're looking at the injury and the surgery and everything else, you can't say, well, we want this done by September 7th. No, it's going to be done when it's done. You're going to be healed when you're healed.
Well, that's a good point you brought up because he talked about, Jeff, he said along those lines, you know, about when is he going to reach that point where it is time to go back on the field?
I'm not sure. I mean, the plan is to come back whenever they feel like, and I feel like we're on the same page that we're ready. So there's not a timeline or a date that we have that this is when I'm going to be 100%. You know, it's just kind of how the process. It can be sooner than later. It can be later than soon. You know, so I think it's just really depending on how each landmark we hit and how fast we can get it and how my shoulder is reacting.
Does that answer the question? Yeah.
Well, it's when his shoulder is ready. It's not when the season starts, even though I want it to be, you want it to be, we all want it to be when the season starts. That's Jameis Winston signing just seems like a very strategic play by Andrew Berry in the front office, and I think that's really good.
All right, so they bring in Winston, as you just said. They bring in Tyler Huntley. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, we were just talking to Mary Kay, still injured. We don't know where he is on his rehab. And so now you're sitting with all four quarterbacks, and depending on where DTR is in that mix of being healthy and rehabilitated. And then Deshaun Watson is the other guy. And so, you know, when you have that depth chart of quarterbacks, you do seem prepared and you do seem ready. But for Deshaun Watson, this is obviously a big season. You know, Jameis Winston is now on the roster. Who knows what they're going to do with the draft coming up here a week from tomorrow? Who knows? Maybe they take quarterback late in the draft, or I doubt they would take one.
Quarterback in the draft, it's a way to waste a segment of a show. Oh, wait a minute. We did that earlier.
Or if you decided to package a couple picks and move back up in the draft, if one of those top quarterbacks you thought was available in the second round, but I don't know who would ever talk about stuff like that. And so, you know, Deshaun's got to understand, and of course I'll answer questions to this too, about the importance of next season.
It's another opportunity for myself to just get on the field. I'm not making it bigger than what it naturally is. If I would have played the full year and we would have won the Super Bowl, it would have been the same idea, and vice versa. So for me, it's just taking it one day at a time, building the leadership that we built and carried over from last year, and getting this team exactly where we need to get ready to play each and every week.
You know, at the end of the 2024 season, Deshaun will be 60% of the way through his contract with the Browns.
Right.
3 of the 5 years. Huge season. Huge.
He can't look at it that way, though. Can he?
I think he better.
I don't know. I think he needs to just go out there and play. He needs to get play.
But it is a huge season. He has to be healthy. He can't force that. But you know, Andy, you have a Denver Bronco team that bit the bullet on Russell Wilson. I mean, you see stuff happen, and at some point, the Browns are going to have to decide, okay, is this our guy? And without question, he is right now, but let's just say that Deshaun's physically unable to play this year, or heaven forbid, goes out and plays and isn't very good. Doesn't show the consistency, the consistent excellence, I think that we saw from him when he was in Houston. You know, what are you going to do? This team is built to win now, isn't it?
Did the Browns already make a decision by bringing in Jameis Winston, though?
I don't think so.
I don't think they did either.
Because Deshaun's still
here. I think he's a great plan B right now.
I think he's one of the best plan Bs in the league. Plan Bs aren't as good as plan As.
All right. So we also know that Ken Dorsey came in. And they brought in a new offensive coordinator.
No relation to John.
No. Because you have to say Ken every time, too, especially in the beginning, because I still get confused.
I hear Dorsey, I immediately flash to John.
I do, too. Yeah. And then there's going to be offensive changes that are going to happen on the staff. And so how does that affect Deshaun Watson? That was one of the other things you got to talk about yesterday.
Really good. I mean, a lot of opportunities for the receivers to be able to really showcase their skills. A lot of guys moving around, a lot of guys being able to play different spots. And then myself to just be free and not really kind of controlled in a sense. It's really just kind of go out there and be able to showcase, spread offense, throw it around, run around, and make some plays happen. So that's very exciting for myself.
I think.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One of the treats that we saw last year, Jeff, and it, I think it's different because Deshaun is just so much more mobile, and that I think he can get the ball to different places, and maybe unfortunately, he might be looking for the first look on a play, first receiver, second receiver, maybe more than Joe Flacco was last year. But Flacco was able to diversify the offense like we haven't seen in a long time. I mean, you're talking about 9-10 different receivers in every game. And I don't know if that's just a byproduct of Flacco not being able to be as mobile or just looking at the plays a little bit differently. And to hear Deshaun say that, I thought was interesting because what he described, I think, is what we saw with Flacco at the end of the season. Obviously, he can do that. It's just a matter of, you know, mixing up the offense, and I wonder what Ken Dorsey's going to do that's going to be different than what we've seen in the past. I don't like when the offense seems to get stuck sometimes. And, you know, look, if I was a quarterback and I was dropping back and I looked and I saw, you know what I'd be looking for every play? David Njoku. I'd be looking for David Njoku.
Or a fullback.
Or Amari Cooper. Or who else? Shelby Harris playing fullback.
Yeah.
No, but I'd be looking for David Njoku, or I'd be looking for Amari Cooper on every play, where Flacco was able to find guys that we would just, you know, he got David Bell into the offense. He got guys moving, but that might just be a byproduct of the way he plays the game, too.
Yeah, well, that's true. One thing you guys tell me what you think of this. One thing I keep hearing, you know, well, Ken Dorsey did really good things with Cam Newton in Carolina. Did really good things with Josh Allen in Buffalo. And then I keep hearing, and they're similar style quarterbacks. I've heard Deshaun say it to me. Is that true? And I say that for this reason only. Deshaun's what, guys? 6'2"? 6'2 and a half? Not 245 pounds. Josh Allen, Cam Newton, they're 6'6", like, you know, 245, 250. I don't think you can run things with a 6'2 guy who's not that heavy. In other words, I don't want him running like crazy.
No.
You know, Cam Newton, are you kidding? He was a machine. Josh Allen, same thing. And they're trying to limit the running for Josh Allen in Buffalo right now because they don't want the you-know-what beat out of him.
So do you think they'll try to
what happened to
you
Cam.
Think they're going
to
limit Deshaun's running?
Well, I hope so.
I don't know, man.
Andy, the
I
guy's think that got takes... a busted up shoulder, and he's not 6'6", 240.
I just think when he's healthy to play, that's part of it. That's an arsenal in his weapon.
Mobility without question. Mobility without question is something that's a strength of his. But every time I hear him say, well, Cam Newton and Josh Allen, I think, yeah, those guys are monsters. And Deshaun's not. Doesn't mean he's not mobile, Andy. And you, without question, you're right.
Right.
I mean, running is a key part of what he does. But man, just don't. Coming back from a shoulder injury and at that size, don't think he's Cam.
I got one more I want to play for you before we have to go to break here. And then J.W. Johnson coming up here in a second, too. So this is the last one. And this question keeps coming up. Does it matter who calls the plays? We'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. I want to get to that a little bit later. So, all right, let's come back here in a second. You've got questions about helmets. You've got questions about ownership. You got all kinds of questions. Huh? J.W. Johnson, Browns Executive Vice President, joins us next. Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.